There's something very important I neglected to mention about the current government attack on cryptocurrency. Now, but let's just back up. So the Biden administration, the Treasury, and the Federal Reserve are all working together, especially with the Democrats, to destroy crypto in America. Now, they loved crypto while they could use it and dominate it and have FTX as a slush fund for political donations and Ukraine money laundering. They loved it while they could exploit it. This is the way Democrats always operate. Once FTX collapsed, which probably was engineered, the Democrats and the powers that be have decided it's time for them to destroy crypto and then to roll out the central bank digital currency, the CBDC, which will enslave humanity forever if they get this shoved through. So the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, Silvergate, and also Signature Bank out of New York, the collapse of these three banks is also not a coincidence. These are the three banks, especially the two, were the heaviest crypto translation banks in the Western banking system. These banks were taken down in order to try to destroy the on-ramps and off-ramps to the crypto ecosystem and to segment crypto. In other words, they're trying to put us in a situation where, yeah, you can own all the crypto you want. You just can't ever buy or sell it into dollars. So, you know, you can live in your artificial world of crypto is kind of what the Biden administration wants to say, but you can't make it, you know, any other kind of money where you could use it to buy a house or a car or something or an investment. Now, understand this is all being coordinated. The SEC just filed charges today, as I'm recording this, charges against Justin Sun of Tron and BitTorrent. And there's some other co-defendants named in that. Basically, they're going after a group of celebrities and some people that were paid to promote certain types of crypto. They're being, from what I can tell, criminally charged, or maybe it's a civil charge, but it's an SEC, essentially an indictment. At least that's my understanding of it, against these individuals. Now, I do want to say these individuals should be presumed to be innocent until proven guilty, okay? But the SEC has, they're waging a war. I think Jake Paul is one of the people named in this. The SEC is waging a war against crypto, as is the Treasury and the Fed and the Biden administration. There was a big report that was just issued by the Biden White House that just said essentially that crypto has no value, other than the crypto that the central bank rolls out. You see, that's where this is going. So the timing is it's such an admission that this has all been scripted. This is all a blueprint. Again, they use crypto for money laundering and slush funds. And then when FTX collapsed, then they've decided they're going to go all against crypto in order to roll out the central bank digital currency system. That's where we are with this. And if you don't realize that you're being corralled into a central bank digital currency system, then, you know, you're blind. I'm sorry. Or maybe I shouldn't use the word blind. You're oblivious. That's probably better. Because there are plenty of actually blind people, i.e. vision impaired people, who can see everything that's happening right now, right? So I'll try not to use that term inappropriately. What I mean is people are oblivious to this. And some people even believe that Bitcoin was all launched by the intelligence community to get people used to the idea of digital money in order to corral them into a central bank digital currency system. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. You can make up your own mind, but it's a theory. Maybe it's true. Who knows? Now, think about the bigger picture timing in all of this. It's not just that they want to launch a CBDC and push everybody into the, let's say, the FedNow transaction system or, you know, Federal Reserve digital wallets. They also need to eliminate all commercial banking. And so what better way to do that than to keep crashing the banks and make the banks insolvent, which is exactly what's been happening. So they're cratering the banks, and the government's actually taking ownership over the banks. The government essentially owns now Silicon Valley Bank, SVB. It was taken over by the FDIC. Now, I don't know if the technical legal ownership of the shareholders is the government, maybe not, but the government has control over it. They can just declare or assert control, and then they take over the bank. And ownership comes down to control. So if you control it, you own it. I don't care who's on the paper. If they control it, they own it. So the government owns these banks, and they're going to own a lot more because a lot more collapses are coming. And just to make sure that continues to happen, the Fed just raised interest rates another 25 basis points. So as the Fed raises interest rates, they collapse commercial banks, they take possession, or the FDIC does, the Treasury takes possession of the banks, and then as they topple all but the largest banks, which Janet Yellen is part of, because she said, we'll only bail you out if you're in the largest banks, not in the smaller regional banks, then the government will do a deal with these large banks to say, hey, it's all going to be digital wallets now. And yeah, JP Morgan might be your gateway to your government digital wallet, or Bank of America might be your gateway, but rest assured, you're going to be living in a digital wallet system from this day forward. You are not in any way going to have financial freedom. So in summary, the government and the intelligence community, they use crypto to get people used to digital money. They use crypto for their slush funds, for their kickbacks, bribery, and fraud. Where do you think all this money for Ukraine actually ends up? It ends up in people's crypto wallets, right? Oh, here's a thumb drive, Senator. Here's your $50 million for voting yes on funding Ukraine. You see, just type in the password. What's the password? Hunter Biden is a crackhead, whatever. And here's your $50 million. This is what they're doing with crypto. And now they're going to crush crypto. They're going to crush the stable coins too, by the way. That's the Fed absolutely wants to crush the stable coins. They want to end Tether. And then they're going to try to make the Fed and the digital dollar the new global, at least Western financial reserve system, you know, the default, the go-to currency for transactions. And then once they have you in that digital prison, you know, that money prison called the digital wallet, then they control you. Then they have programmable money, also expiring money, as it's sometimes called. They can do anything with the money. They can say, oh, here's a universal basic income, but you have to use it right away because we want to stimulate the economy. So you're going to lose 10% per week if you don't use it. So hurry up and use it. Go out and spend, you know, so you can't save it. Or they'll program your wallet where you've bought enough ammo. No more ammo for you. You can't buy any more ammunition, no guns, nothing that might be used for survival. No, they won't let you buy gold, obviously, probably. They won't let you buy, you know, survival food, perhaps. And they can limit the regions, the geographic region in which you're able to use your money. They can say, oh, well, we're going to lock you down now because it's another pandemic. Didn't you know? It's the aerosolized HIV pandemic with bird flu thrown in. And so you're only allowed to go no more than 10 miles from your house. So they turn off your digital wallet everywhere outside of 10 miles from your home address, you see. They can do that. Of course they can do that. And they will do that. So digital money is the prison system. And everything else that you've seen up to this point, even involving crypto, and now the attack on crypto, is to establish the digital money prison that will be the final nail in the coffin of human freedom. And you know, of course, the digital wallets will require your compliance with vaccines. Oh, are you 30 days late on your booster? Oh, we have a booster reserved just for you. It's got your name on it. It's your booster. If you don't get your booster, I'm sorry to say, your wallet will stop working. Because, you know, we can't let contagious people run around spending money in society. That would be unsafe. So if you don't get your booster, you can't use your wallet. Just turn it off. See? Or, really? Did you post something negative about Drag Queen Story Hour? Because, you know, those twerking drag queens, the grody old men with their scrotums wagging in the faces of infants. It's a beautiful thing. It's so beautiful. You can't say anything negative about that. Oh, well, turn off your wallet. Turn off your wallet. because you said something bad about the scrotum of the drag queen. Or, you know, you get my point. If you're not 100% pro, you know, genital mutilations of children and pro-abortion and pro-climate change cult and pro-Ukraine for that matter, whatever the next thing is that they roll out, you got to be in favor of it or you can't use your wallet. And then even when you do use your wallet, well, they're tracking and watching and surveilling everything. Oh, where did you spend this money? What did you do over here? How much food did you buy? Did you buy for more than one person? What did you spend this on? Why are you buying so much gas? Are you driving around? Where are you driving? Let's see where you're driving. You start tracking all your habits, all your expenditures, everything about you. And that goes into, of course, an archived file. A file that can be subpoenaed by the feds for law enforcement purposes. Oh, did you get arrested for peacefully protesting? January 6th or some future date, whatever little setup they have for you, a little false flag trap. Oh, then we're going to go back through your history and find, oh, you visited a gun store. Look at that. You visited a gun store. You bought ammunition at a gun store 7 times. And then you bought alcohol at an alcohol store. Look at that. You must be a dangerous individual. And then you bought a Bible at the Bible shop or in the Christian bookstore. Oh, you're a terrorist, obviously a Christian gun-toting, alcohol-drinking American, obviously a terrorist. You're guilty as charged. You know, that's how they're going to use this against you. And then even when they're not using it against you, they'll sell your data to all the marketing companies because you drove to, I don't know, the wine store and spent a little money at the wine store, and then you're going to be inundated. You must love wine. How would you like some cherry wine and some oak wine and some ancient wine and Sauvignon wine and a delicate little Chianti wine? How would you like some wine? You must be a wino. You, nothing but wine for days, right? Because you visited a wine place. That's what's going to happen. You're going to lose your freedoms. You're going to lose your privacy. You're going to lose autonomy. You're not going to have control over your money in the wallet. And it's all by design, you see. All by design. Now, of course, don't forget that they need another plague to outlaw cash. And we saw them start to promote this during COVID. You saw the stories. They said, cash is filthy. Filthy cash. No one wants cash. It might have filth on it. It might have SARS on it. Filthy, filthy cash. Well, they're going to do this again, but this time it's going to be, you know, the SARS, HIV, bird flu, whatever name they give that. You know, it's going to be like plague 2024. It's all over the cash. You know, money might get you killed. Turn in your cash, for God's sake. Use digital wallets. They're the only thing that are sanitized and safe. Digital wallets are safe for society. That's what they'll say. Because you don't have to use cash. You don't have to touch anything. No one has to give you anything. You just swipe this and swipe that and put your fingerprint over here and do your iris scan over there. And then it's all going to be digital because it's safe. For your safety, we will enslave you. You will have no freedoms, but you will be safe. And if we don't think you're safe, we'll throw you into a quarantine camp where your digital money will be disabled. You can't buy your way out, you see. And this is why I recommend gold and silver, by the way. I mean, look, I'm not your financial advisor. You know my disclaimer. Make up your own decision. Do your own research. But gold and silver are very hard for governments to control. Very difficult. And gold and silver are, you know, anonymous. It's not connected to the internet. Thank God. It doesn't require electricity to function. It has inherent intrinsic value that has outlasted the rise and fall of civilizations throughout the history of planet Earth. Gold and silver will be here. Even after banks crash and bonds collapse and currencies vanish, and even if crypto isn't functioning, well, gold and silver will still function. Yeah, governments can try to outlaw it, but they can't really go to everybody's house and dig up all their gold. First of all, the government goons just are too lazy for that. They won't even try it. That's too much work. We just want to confiscate digitally, you know? We just take your bank account. It's a bail-in, we'll call it. We'll just print money and steal from you that way, right? They don't want to actually do any work to confiscate from you. So gold and silver will outlast all of this, I believe. If you want to get gold and silver, our sponsor, very trustworthy, is the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. metalswithmike.com. And they do a fantastic job. It's secure, it's private, it's discreet. They are highly trusted. They have decades of experience. I use them myself, and thousands of my listeners use them and have good experiences with them. So if you want physical gold and silver, I don't know if it's right for you, but you decide. metalswithmike.com. And again, they don't pay me a commission, just so you know. I don't earn any commissions or affiliate fees whatsoever. They pay a flat fee for sponsorship. And I promote them because I believe in what they do. They treat me right. They treat my customers right. But crypto, I'm a fan. I mean, even lately, I've become more of a fan of crypto as the government's trying to destroy it, because crypto is another option for getting out of the banking system. And I believe it's important to have options. And I appreciate the fact that crypto has relatively fast transactions. I appreciate the fact that crypto is international, that it's peer-to-peer. Governments can't easily inflate the crypto supply. I mean, it's almost impossible to manipulate that. So, you know, crypto has a lot of advantages, and I think it's definitely worth looking into crypto as kind of a backup supply, you know, an emergency plan, almost like a bug-out plan using crypto. If you have an emergency, you have to get out of Dodge, crypto could be very useful in those situations, as long as it still holds value. But definitely have gold as well. The point is, I think it's important to have lots of options. Crypto has a role to play. So does gold and silver. So does a little bit of cash. But Fed wallets and central bank digital currencies, no thank you. I'm not signing up for that. Not interested. So protect your liberty. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you, simply because I want like-minded people to survive.